People age 65 and up are being recruited to test a new drug that may prevent Alzheimer's disease. Last hour, we reported on a Florida man taking part in that trial. Trials taking place in six Florida cities, including Tampa. Health News Florida special correspondent Carol Gentry takes a look at the global trial, which is a year behind schedule and so far only has about one-third of the volunteers it needs.
When you've been diagnosed with an incurable disease, there's a huge incentive to sign up for a drug trial. But what if you're healthy, feeling great? Would you sign up? That's the hurdle in a groundbreaking National Institutes of Health trial of an experimental drug meant to ward off Alzheimer's disease. By now, all 1,000 participants should be active, but as of early December, there were fewer than 400. That doesn't surprise Keith Fargo, scientific director of the National Alzheimer's Association.
For the Alzheimer's prevention studies, it can be really tough to recruit people to participate because they're looking for people who are at very high risk for Alzheimer's disease, but who don't yet have any of the symptoms such as memory problems or difficulty thinking.
The A4 trial began in the spring of 2014, designed for 60 sites in the United States, Canada, and Australia. Florida has six, from Miami to Orlando to Jacksonville to the University of South Florida in Tampa. There, USF Byrd Alzheimer's Institute Medical Director Amanda Smith explains the name A4.
Anti-amyloid treatment in asymptomatic Alzheimer's disease, which sounds like a big scientific mouthful, but it's actually a really exciting and landmark project.
The drug being tested is Eli Lilly's solanezumab, which mimics the body's immune system. It binds to protein deposits called amyloid plaque found in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. The hope is that the drug will clear the plaque from the brain before it triggers dementia. Dr. Smith says they're looking for people 65 and older who already have plaque in their brain but don't know it.
The thing is, we know that that plaque starts to build up 10 to 15 years before people ever have the first symptoms of forgetfulness.
In the past year and a half, the Tampa Center has screened more than 40 people, but most didn't qualify. As of early December, only two had begun the regimen of IV drips once a month. They don't know whether they're getting the drug or a placebo. One of the two, Ed Hancock of Ocala, says he's tried to recruit people for the trial, but has had no luck.
They're not really concerned enough yet, but they will be.
Screening is done in two rounds, beginning with a face-to-face interview that tests memory. If it's below average, the volunteer is eliminated. Those who pass the memory test undergo a PET scan of their brain, where amyloid plaque or other problems will show up in vivid color. Dr. Smith says a big benefit of volunteering for the A4 trial is getting that free PET scan, which would cost thousands of dollars outside the trial.
There are people who wake up worried every day and then have this PET scan and find out they don't, and they're almost not sure what to do with themselves because they were convinced that they did.
Gloria Smith, president of the Florida Gulf Coast chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, says it's worthwhile finding out, even if the news isn't good.
There's a lot you can do. You want to make decisions about your own life. You don't want your family to make those decisions for you.
Even though the bulk of the baby boom is still under age 65, she says, close to 500,000 Floridians already are living with Alzheimer's.
And those aren't snowbirds I'm talking about. These are full-time residents.
Dr. Amanda Smith, the Tampa researcher, says retirees should consider volunteering for the A4 trial as a gift to their children and grandchildren.
This could be the last generation of people with dementia due to Alzheimer's disease. And that's a really exciting thing. But we need the people to come in and participate in order to show that.
For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry in St. Petersburg.
To learn more about the A4 drug trial and for our earlier reports of one Florida man taking part, visit our website, healthnewsflorida.org.